time. It coincides with the Met's Christmas campaign to get victims of domestic abuse to report the crime before it's too late. This woman, who doesn't want to be named, suffered abuse at the hands of her ex-partner. She says she's glad she was able to get the police involved.
It was partly, one, because I didn't want my son to grow up in that environment, two, because I didn't want to become a battered wife and live my life like that for the rest of my life. I was actually scared that one day he might kill me or I might retaliate and do something to him.
The entertainer Michael Barrymore has admitted possessing cocaine. The 59-year-old was arrested after a car crash last month in West London. He's been told to pay nearly £800 in fines and court costs. Cancer Research UK says 60,000 cases of cancer could be prevented every year if everyone stopped smoking. The claim stems from a comprehensive new study which links 40% of cancers to unhealthy lifestyle choices. Jason Willis had a wake-up call after his partner was diagnosed with lung cancer.
His dying wish really for me to kind of to make the changes that I needed to make, and clearly we were both not living a lifestyle that was that conducive to staying healthy. He was a long-term smoker and I have been a long-term smoker, so that was the priority.
It's understood private investigator Glenn Mulcair has been arrested on suspicion of conspiring to intercept voicemail messages. Scotland Yard says a 41-year-old man was detained in London earlier. David Cameron has defended his stance on Europe at Prime Minister's questions. He's warned the Eurozone countries he'll veto any treaty changes unless they suit the UK. And the average person spends almost a year of their life watching soaps. Nearly 33.9 million say they watch one episode a week. That's 336 days in front of the TV. That's the latest. I'm Barry Weir.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
parents don't know what's wrong with mum. She can't see, they can't see. Putting it down to another bad day. Daddy don't know what he's done. Kids don't know what's wrong with mum. So this is how it feels to be lonely. This is how it feels to be small. This is how it feels when your world means nothing at all. Black car drives through the town. Some guy from the top estate left a note for a local girl, and yet he had it all on a plate. So this is how it feels to be lonely. This is how it feels to be small. This is how it feels when your word means nothing at all.
And that was In Spiral Carpets, This Is How It Feels. And before then, you had The Prodigy with Omen. You are listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6 o'clock here on Phoenix 98 FM. Don't forget that joining me very shortly, indeed, she is already in the studio, is Leandra from Paper Artsy. She's going to be telling us all about it. I think I actually know all about it now. She's just come in and kindly taken me through it. And she's even given me a picture. I can't a picture, a present, a picture. She's shown me lots of pictures. She's shown me lots of things, and she's even given me a present, and I can't believe it. It will probably be the best Christmas present I'll get this year, and I'm not exaggerating. I'm being completely serious. Tune in for that. Make sure you stay listening. But first, let's have a check on the roads.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's one lane blocked and queuing traffic still on the A13 eastbound in Basildon between the Pitsey flyover and the Saddlers Farm roundabout because of an accident involving 5 vehicles. There's narrow lanes and speed restriction of 50 miles per hour in both directions on the M25 between junction 29 and junction 30. Major roadworks on Noke Hill Road in Billericay between the Wash Road Junction and the St Agnes Road Junction. Wash Road is closed between the Lower Road and the Prospect Way. Also, Oakhurst Drive in Wickford is closed at the Navenden Road Junction, and Fairfield Rise in Billericay is closed at the Tyne Common Road Junction because of roadworks. Diversions are in operation for each.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Phoenix FM.
You buy one, you get one free.
Oh no, turn it off.
I said you buy one, you get one free.
Oh, it's that horrible man from SafeStyle UK.
He's horrible.
Horrible.
You buy one.
I don't know why they use him.
Horrible.
You get one free.
Horrible.
Mind you, it's a good offer.
Apparently, if you buy one window or door, you get one free. It's very good.
And they make him do it, you know.
Yes, I heard he's a vicar in real life.
Oh man.
Get a free quote, free fitting and a free window or door with everyone you buy. See safestyle.co.uk or call 0800 106 107.
SafeStyle UK.
Kirby's Coaches offer an exciting selection of day excursions, theatre trips and holidays in the UK and abroad, with local pickups in modern, luxury, fully equipped coaches with excursions included in your holiday price. Kirby's Coaches have been providing holidays for local people for nearly 60 years. The nicest people travel with Kirby's. Why not be one of them? Call Brentwood 805 805 or visit kirbyscoaches.co.uk.
Promised is the lovely Leandra from Paper Artsy. You can see her on our webcam as well, which can be found at allthews.phoenixfm.com. Hello, Leandra.
Hi, how are you doing, Gibby?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good.
And you are here today from Paper Artsy.
That's right.
So, first of all, let's just get people's idea of what Paper Artsy is, and then I'll ask you some other stuff.
Okay. Well, it's a company that we started in about 2004, and predominantly what we do is manufacture rubber stamps for the craft sector.
Right. Okay.
We've sort of since then moved into other products. So we also make scrapbooking papers, acrylic paints, and various other items that are useful for crafting.
Right, okay. So how did it all come about? How was Paper Artsy born?
It was a bit accidental, as probably a lot of businesses are for people, but I'd been asked to demonstrate for a New Zealand company who came over here and started up their business here in the UK. And so I demonstrated for them at a couple of shows, and then they asked me to design stamps. And in the end, we decided that I would launch our own line of stamps instead of doing it for them. And so that's how it started.
So you actually personally design stamps?
Well, I don't anymore. My husband does most of that now.
Oh, really?
So he's really competent in Photoshop and graphic design, and he's all self-taught. So he does a majority of our design work now, and I just sort of poke him and tell him I like that or I don't like this, and that's how we do it.
Do you ever make any of your design work from just illustration alone?
Sometimes illustration, but predominantly it's photographs that we take ourselves, or it might be vintage ephemera that we source. We love going to France, and they have amazing postcard markets, and so we tend to pick up a lot of vintage ephemera from there, which of course is copyright free, and using our own photographs is copyright free as well. So, you know, we're very conscious of that, because we do sell our products to shops not just here in the UK but globally.
Okay, are you selling to any local shops?
We sell to Imagine That Papercrafts, who are in Upminster. We have Birds in the Barn in Colchester. The Craft Barn in Surrey is another regular customer of ours. So, yeah, there's a lot of shops that we supply in the Essex area.
Unfortunately, we lost, I don't know if you
Crafty
were,
Arts?
Yeah.
Yes.
We lost them, which was did they used to sell your
No,
things?
They didn't. They didn't. Sort of a more general crafting at the time.
Oh,
and
okay.
They had a few stamps in there, but not the unmounted stamps,
they
which are kind
so
of a
many.
New trend at the moment. All of our stamps are red rubber, but they are presented in what we call an unmounted format, which means they don't have a wooden handle. They have a cling surface on the back, which clings to a clear acrylic block. And so you can store your stamps more easily, and they're a bit more, you know, portable, and they're cheaper to buy as well than on the wood-mounted version. And they're a bit more of an environmentally friendly product to manufacture, because you're not using wood.
What do you think makes it difficult? I know that you're not a craft shop, as it were. You know, you're not a high street shop. Your products can be bought online. But what do you think is making it so difficult for, you know, because we were quite upset here in Brentwood that we lost Crafty Arts. What do you think is making it difficult for people at the moment in the craft? I mean, individual to the craft sector?
The craft sector actually has bucked the trend in the last 3 years. We went through a hard time about 6 years ago before the recession really hit, and we saw a lot of shops close down at that point. But through the recession, crafting has actually been one of the strongest retail categories in the UK. And places like John Lewis, House of Fraser will all tell you, Tesco's will all tell you that is their growing, fastest growing area in their stores, and they're all expanding quite fast, their craft departments.
Brilliant.
And also, look at Hobbycraft. They've just opened loads of shops and continue to do so. They've got a very aggressive new shop opening policy at the moment, and they've just opened a new one in Romford and more recently Chelmsford. I know there's one just opened in Cambridge last week. So, you know, it's a really growing sector, and I think it's on the back of programs like Kirsty's Homemade on the TV, where, you know, it's just becoming a good thing to do. And in a recession, people like to do homemade things. They like to spend time at home.
Yeah, because people may have more time to spend at home, or they might have their working hours might have been reduced.
That's
by
right.
Their company, or they may have sadly even lost their job.
That's right.
So they're looking for something to do.
That's right. And it's very therapeutic as well. A lot of people find crafting is very relaxing. It's a way to just sort of put your troubles behind you. You get really involved and absorbed in it, and it's a nice way to give something to someone else.
Yeah, no, it is very, very therapeutic indeed. And the other benefit I think from that is that it saves you money, because I can always I always do. I won't buy cards. I think no, I can make them, because I was lucky enough to learn how to make cards and designs for cards, because I used to work in a local shop called Valcar in Crown Street. So I learned about card making there when I was working there, and then ever since then, now that I know how to do it, and how to put a card together, and it saves you money.
Mm. Well, a lot of the shops we supply, like the ones I named earlier, they all have regular workshop programs. So, you know, you can go in to take classes and learn various ideas, whether it's card making, scrapbooking. Sometimes they'll teach things like 3D projects, which might be something you might want to hang on the wall in your home, sort of what I tend to term more interior design-led projects. Even through to things like stitching, you know, you can stamp fabric, colour fabric, turn it into a cushion or a little bag, the pencil case, you know, a makeup wrap to put all your makeup brushes in. There's just so many things that you can do with, you know, your stamping items, whether it's stamping or whether it's card making. It's quite versatile.
Absolutely. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a song, and I will share our local events as well while I do so. And then I'd like to speak to you some more, Leandra, about your retreats that you do. So I look forward to speaking about that. And also you can describe to my listeners the presents that you have very kindly brought me in today. And you can describe to me all of the different things that they are. Leandra has been kind enough to show me what I need to do with them as well. So that's very helpful. Right, let's have a look at some local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Thursday, the 15th of December at 7:45 p.m, Harrods, the Palace of Knightsbridge, is a talk by Richard Furvenal Jones. It is presented by the Brentwood Museum Society, and it will be held at the Gwendolyn Lewis Room of the Shenfield Parish Hall on the Hutton Road in Shenfield. It's only £3 to go along. Call 01277 212 142, or have a look at our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton, your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
I can wait another day until I call you. You've only got my heart on a string, and everything a flutter. But another lonely night might take forever. We've only got each other to blame. It's all the same to me, love, 'cause I know what I feel.
Don't And that was Paul McCartney, No More Lonely Nights, here on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6 o'clock. And I'm pleased to say that still joining me in the studio is Leandra from Paper Artsy. Now, I did say to listeners that I wanted to speak about your retreats, because you do crafty, what I would describe to be crafty retreats.
Yeah, we do.
So tell me all about those.
Okay, well, my background is that I actually used to be a secondary school teacher back in the day. So teaching is kind of my passion. And to be able to teach people how to do something with a product is just what I really enjoy the most. So my sort of philosophy when I'm teaching crafting is I really believe that anybody can do it. I think if you just take it one step at a time, it's just like making a cake, or, you know, it's not difficult. It's just take it one step at a time. So I have sort of the knack of breaking things down into quite simple stages. And so we teach classes, but our classes tend to be projects that look quite elegant and quite, you know, quite complicated. But when you break it down, people are sort of like, wow, I can't believe I actually made that. And so we do three-day weekend retreats, sort of a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And some people come for one day and some people come for all three. And we tend to do them out of a hotel venue so that people can live in for the weekend if they choose to, or some people just choose to drive for the day. We provide all the meals and all the nibbly bits and everything in between. And we just sit down and ooze through the weekend and have a lot of fun. Being around like-minded people and making a really creative project. Well, sometimes three projects. It's usually a project a day.
A project a day. Mm. And how many projects do you do a day?
We used to do sort of two or three, but now what we've found is that people really like it, this kind of an event, to get stuck into something a bit more complex and complicated.
So it tends
to be one quite in-depth project.
It's because my mind's doing two things at once. I have to take longer to take it in. I probably make myself sound like a right blonde sometimes. And you've got blonde hair as well. But, you know, it comes with having blonde hair. You then get called a blonde. And then you offend all blonde people, but you are blonde yourself. So that's what I was going to go on to ask you. How many times a year do you run these?
Traditionally, for the last 4 years, we've been doing four a year. Next year, we're only doing one. There's another woman, Linda Brown from LB Crafts, who has a shop up in Milton Keynes. And I've been working very closely with her for a number of years. And she's actually retiring at the end of this year. So she's sort of wanting to slow down a bit and not do quite so much. And our business is just going, you know, we're so busy with different commitments that I can really only fit in one next year. So we've got our dates set for June 8th. 9, 10, and it will be an event in Warrington.
And has it already been? Is it already fully booked?
We won't sell it till the first quarter of next year. But if people follow my blog, which they can get to from our website, which is paperartsy.co.uk, and there's a link to my blog, and all the information about our retreats is on there. It's also on our website.
So you've got one opportunity to go in 2012.
Yes, that's right.
Oh my word! And normally you have four of these.
We do.
Do they normally sell out?
They do. Yes.
What is your limitation number?
Well, it depends on the venue. So, you know, it depends on the projects we're teaching. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, generally we like to have about 30 people in a class. Sometimes we have done as many as 75. It just depends on the projects that we're doing. But
75? I know, that's
crazy.
Amazing.
Yeah, but that's, you know, sort of was a bit of a special one-off event, and we had a guest in from America who was teaching at that event as well. So, you know, we tend to try and get guests in from America every now and then as well, so that it just adds value to
so that they can bring something over.
That's right.
Yeah, because I think what often happens, actually, especially as things sort of progress and research is done, it kind of happens first in America, then it comes to London, and then it spreads from London out to the rest of the UK.
Well, it's kind of interesting, the craft sector, because scrapbooking has a very American tone to it as a you know, a hobby.
Is that caused by Andy Warhol?
I don't know, really. It's just they've always been good at keeping a record of their memories. They've always been good at putting photographs in albums and having all the little bits and pieces to sort of pretty up the page. But here in the UK, our unique aspect of crafting has always been card making. And in fact, that's become an emerging trend in America over the last 3 years, which they have adopted from the UK.
From us?
Yeah.
So it works both ways.
There you go.
Can you describe for my listeners some of the lovely things that you've brought me today? And I still can't believe it. It's made my day. I want to sort of start doing it now, but I can't.
Well, I've brought you some rubber stamps. We have a few different collections. We started off with a collection which is called Ink and the Dog. And it's a very eclectic collection, quite unusual. We have some sort of a little bit weird and wacky. And then one of the other stamps I've given you is from our Squiggly Ink range. And Squiggly Ink is a hand-drawn collection, and it's much more in the cute genre of card making. And so that's the one with the little fluffy snowman on it. It's a Christmas stamp, I think, that one, isn't it? And then Hot Picks is a line that we released last year, and these are A5 size stamps. And the Hot Pick collection was trying to be a little bit more mainstream, and it's kind of not very gender specific. A lot of women say that they really struggle to make cards for men, and so that line, the Hot Picks, was aimed at being sort of, you know,
very natural.
Yeah, it's very there's lots of flowers and birds and grasses, and you can, it's just such a versatile collection. So that's probably been our top selling line this year. We've also got I brought you some papers, some scrapbooking papers, which was 12 by 12 cardstock. And there's an interesting product there that I didn't show you before. It's metal. And this is a product we designed last year. Nobody in the world has ever managed to do this before. And it's what we call metal card. It is metal laminated to cardstock. And it's not just like... You sometimes see a product which is called in the shops Miri Board, which is like a mirror card. This is not anything like that. The metal card is actually a sheet of metal.
That one?
Yeah. Okay. Sheet of metal straight onto cardstock. And so it can be embossed. And we sell a lot of cool little wheels and things that you can roll over the metal and it makes little patterns in it.
Oh, is that what the...
Some of the other projects I showed you, yes. They've
is
got
that
all
what those metal things
yeah,
are for? They're yeah. for the metal card?
Yeah. And it's got all sort of raised... You can put them through these
raised
things...
Metal.
Yeah, embossing.
Oh, they must be really, really thin sheets of metal.
It is.
They are.
Yeah.
Oh,
but you
yes,
can
I've
do all kinds
effect.
Of stuff with that product. It's kind of weird. It's like you can run it through an embossing folder, which basically puts all little dents and patterns in it.
Oh.
You can die cut it. It's got a very special coating on the top, so you can stamp on top of it really easily. And I don't know, I think it's the magpie in me. I always like something with a little bit of bling and a little bit of sparkle, and that's what I like about the metal card. It's really fun. There's so much you can do with it.
Yeah, often, I've seen some of the things that you make on your retreats, and a lot of them have got metal.
Yeah.
Now, what happens, I'm interested to know actually, this question has just popped into my head. What happens on a retreat if someone says, because obviously they make something that, you know, they can put up in their house or give away as a present.
Mm.
What if there's an aspect of it and someone says, I don't want that on mine?
Mm.
What do you do?
We're very much about the technique. So, you know, and also people choose all the colours that they want to work with. You know, so like if they sort of say, well, I really want chocolate something or other in my house, then they work with the chocolate colours.
Oh, okay.
And if there's a particular stamp on there that they don't like, well, let's just swap it out for another one.
Okay.
You know, we're
so
very flexible.
So no one's
flexible.
Thing has to look the
no,
same
in
as
fact,
everyone
quite
else's.
The opposite. People walk
oh, really?
Out of our classes and they might have all made something which is constructed in the same way, but there'll be 30 different colours and 30 different styles. And if, in fact, go on my blog and there's some videos of our recent retreats.
Brilliant.
And
yeah.
if you look at the YouTube videos, you'll see exactly people as they're making. My husband, he always videos during the retreat.
Yeah.
And you can see all the huge variety of what people create. And that's our passion, is to bring out each person's unique style. No two people are the same, and no two people's sort of creations are going to be the same. We've all got personal choices and preferences, and so that's how we encourage people to be. You know, we're there to help you and we're there to teach you and show you step by step, but if you want to tweak it in a different direction, and you know, then that's just fine. We love it. We love to see people sort of flying with the idea and taking it in their own way.
It's like you're walking out of the retreat with a part of you. It's been a display of a part of your personality for you to take home or give it. You can even give it away as a gift. That'd be a lovely gift.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
I'd really appreciate it. If someone makes you something, that is real. I think if I made it, I'd be like, no, I want it to go up in my house.
Well, and the great thing is that people come to these with not a lot of experience. You know, we try to cater for experienced people who have been stamping for like 15 years, right, you know, to people who have only just recently started. And that's why we do teach everything step by step. So it is just one step at a time.
And I think it really, you know, being creative, as we covered on before in the first section, is very therapeutic. And you might actually find that you get more out of this retreat than you get out of a holiday. Because at the end of the day, when you step off of a plane for being on a nice holiday, yes, you feel relaxed, and you know, you might have come back with presents for people, but there's not something that you've kind of, maybe you went on a different type of holiday, but I'm kind of talking about the general just relaxing by the pool. It's like on your retreat, someone is going to achieve something, and I think that's really nice, and perhaps something they've never achieved before. And I think that can really instill belief in a person, a belief in themselves, like you have got the ability. You may not think you can make that, but yes, you can.
Yeah.
And you're going to do it. And I think that's fantastic.
It's, one of the comments that people tend to make all the time is that, you know, it's a very friendly environment and people just can't believe the friendships that they make by coming to these things. We have a lot of people who come on their own and they're a little bit uncertain on the first day, you know, what's it going to be like? I don't know anyone. Yeah. And of course, sort of by morning tea, they've met sort of six or seven people, and you know, there's a large online community as well where people do sort of maintain their friendships online, whether it's through Facebook or Twitter or blog hopping, those kinds of things. So, you know, it's been a wonderful way to see relationships blossom through the retreats as well. As you know, we've been surprised at
a kind of community feel, but with a common interest.
That's right. Yeah.
A bit like what religion can do for some people.
Okay.
So, but you might be religious and really interested in craft as well.
That's right.
So you can just extend all of your social community circles. Finally, as I said in the break, I wanted to talk to you about your accent because I think the first question I asked you when I very first met you is something like, where are you from?
That's
where were you born? Yeah. And I asked her again today, I was like, where were you born?
Well, I was actually born in Bedford, in England.
In Bedford?
Yes.
There you go. And how long did you live there for?
I only lived there for 5 years, and then my parents moved to New Zealand. So, but all my family is actually from Lancashire, so I've still got all of my aunts and uncles and cousins are all tend to be up sort of north around Manchester, Lancashire area. But except for mum, dad and me, who moved to New Zealand when I was five. So.
And how long did you live there for?
Oh, until 2001, and I moved over here. So when I moved back here, I came with my husband and our four children.
Who you met? So your husband?
So my husband's a Kiwi.
Is a Kiwi as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's actually got a Yugoslav background, which explains my weird surname Franic. So his family's originally from Yugoslavia, which there's quite a large Yugoslav contingent in New Zealand. And but basically, I was born and bred in New Zealand. So yeah, went through school there, went through university, taught for a while at a secondary school, and then met Mark.
What made
down.
You decide when you moved back to move back to Essex?
Well, we actually sort of looked around, and you know, there was quite a few different places that we could go to, but we did all the research online, and Essex seemed to actually have a lot going for it. It has one of the most stable economies in the country compared to other counties, and the schooling seemed to be rated quite highly, and we just liked the fact that it was easily accessible through to Europe, London, going through the north.
You kind of want to be near an airport, I can imagine, because you've probably still got family or friends, at least, in living in New Zealand as well.
Yes, we do.
There you go. You are definitely English through and through.
I am.
And it was after living in the UK for, three years that you decided to start your business?
Yes. Yeah.
And you live locally, don't you? Sheffield or Brentwood?
In Hutton.
Oh, in Hutton.
Yeah.
Very locally.
We actually
indeed.
Live on a farm in between sort of Brentwood and Billericay.
And I met you, Leandra, at the Brentwood Tweet Up.
That's right.
Where we meet at the Eagle and Child. Is it
tonight at
the
7?
It's the first Wednesday of every month, isn't it?
I'm not sure, but I know it's tonight at 7.
Yeah, it is tonight at 7. And if you want to meet Leandra in the flesh, you can actually have the opportunity to do so tonight at the Tweet Up at the Eagle and Child on the Shenfield Road. Between 7 and 9, but try and get there for 7 because we've got a demonstration tonight by Louise from Running Rabbits. That would be very good. Thank you so much for coming in today.
It's my pleasure. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, really good to meet you as well. Can you just give your details just again in case listeners missed it the first time?
Yeah, our website is paperartsy.co.uk.
Okay, thank you so much. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Love me do. sister, that you never go back again. But friends keep telling you what he did last night, how many girls he kissed, how many he liked, and you try to remember that there's no way you could ever be friends. But now you're looking like you really like him, but now you're feeling like you're missing, missing. You're speaking like you really love him, love him, and now you're dancing like you need him, need him. Put it in your pocket, don't tell anyone we're crazy. It will be the one you run to, the one that saves you. It can be your daddy, daddy, if you take it gladly. Then daddy, he kissed you on.
FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour in both directions on the M25. One lane blocked and queuing traffic on the A13 eastbound in Basildon between the Pitsea flyover and the Saddler's Farm roundabout because of an accident involving five cars. Wash Road in Brentwood is closed in both directions between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction. And there's roadworks on the A176 Notekill Road in Billericay between the Wash Road Junction and the St Agnes Road Junction. You'll also find that Oakhurst Drive in Wickford is closed at the Navenden Road Junction, and Fairfield Rise in Billericay is closed at the Tyne Common Road Junction because of roadworks.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
From drama to comedy to modern musicals.
You can experience all of this right on your doorstep at Brentwood Theatre. Call 01277 200 305 or visit brentwood-theatre.org. Brentwood Theatre, a great...
Mum, I want to talk to you about the things you've packed to take to your new care home tomorrow.
Yes, darling?
Well, you've packed your dancing shoes.
That's right, darling. They have all sorts of entertainment at Anisha Grange, and I want to be ready to party.
Well, what about these dirty old gardening gloves?
For the gardening club, darling. They have raised beds, so I don't have to bend and hurt my knees. I'm going to grow my famous tomatoes. news.
Right. Well, can you tell me why you've packed this popcorn machine?
Oh, don't be silly, darling. That's for the cinema there.
Anisha Grange in Billericay will offer exceptional residential, nursing and dementia care from September. To view the show suite, call 658 529 or visit hallmarkcarehomes.co.uk.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Okay, so looking forward to January. Why not? Let's have a look at some events in January so that you can have something to look forward to. If you're still in a festive mood, there's Songs of Praise Carol Service organised by the St Edmund and St Mary Church on the High Street in Ingatestone. It's a service of the 10 favourite hymns as voted for by the church's congregation, followed by mince pies and sausage rolls. It's £1 for each carol voted for, and essential proceeds are going towards the upkeep of the church. If you need to know more, call Therese on 07540 801029, or have a look at our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events, for more.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
A massive thank you to my guest Leandra from Paper Artsy. I am so pleased she came in, not only because I understand more about it. I actually feel really, really passionate about being creative and the therapeutic benefits of being able to do creative activities, and also to be able to make things for yourself and not always have to rely on shop-bought things such as card and when you're making presents for people. In fact, she's given me the perfect tool to make presents for people, because I don't have any money to buy people presents in general, and sometimes I think that that if I just give them some of my gluten-free baking. Some people, if you give them food, they don't value it in the same way as something they can keep, because they know that they're just going to eat it. So that was fantastic. And she brought me in presents as well. So I've now got a means to give people something. So that's really, really nice, and make things for people as well. You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM, local community for local community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. If you want to get in touch with me today, it'd be lovely to hear from you. I am Mindful to Move on Twitter. You'll also find me on Facebook. My name is Gabriella Clark, where I also have a page called Mind Health Movement, which I hope you find helpful and useful. And also, you can email me here in the studio. It's radio@phoenixfm.com. I'm with you until 6. Stay tuned, get in touch. It'll be lovely to hear from you.